abuse, I would imagine in the private sector, that kind of abuse would have warranted termination. I was curious also why the Convocation Center was accepted and named, consequently, if we knew that it was incomplete and we would need remediation, and that we're still working with sort of an incomplete building. Is that something about our policy that we take projects that aren't done yet? I would hope that faculty would be included in the discussion and planning of any Westside campus. I know we'll probably be engaged in some sort of faculty retraining, since we obviously have don't know how to teach, according to the next applicant for the president. And I was curious if that applicant had read the most recent issue of the Chronicle of Higher Ed that had an interesting article about universities moving away from remedial courses. No matter the contract, talking about the bookstore, as long as there's no competitive pressure on the bookstore, service is not going to improve. And that came out of the mouth of a former bookstore manager from Follett's, that we can do anything we want, but if there's no competitive pressure, they're not going to change anything. I was curious about Boersma, again, being sort of an out-of-state vendor, and I didn't know they were a minority vendor. Silly me, looking at the name, I thought it was Dutch. But do we have cost savings versus other vendors? And I know in the athletics department, as the faculty athletics rep, our coaches have been obsessive compulsive almost about getting their paperwork in for travel and basing those documents on the day that they turn them in, what the travel costs would be. And somewhere along the process, by the time they get tickets, we're spending twice as much. And so we're wasting money at the university on travel in some way that we can't seem to get a handle on. And I'm concerned about that, seeing as the NCAA is going to be visiting us for our certification this week. And finally, I don't believe that characterizing us as a McDonald's is probably the best way to build positive press and attract students, because we don't have that sort of cooking school thing here like they do at city colleges. I would hope that we would be recognized as an institution that is a doctoral degree granting institution, and that we do have faculty, even though they have just PhDs in chemistry, they actually can teach.
No one else?
I just have a quick question. I haven't seen any minutes of any meetings of the Board of Trustees since September 2008. When can the university community expect to see the minutes on the Board of Trustees website?
They were put on last night, and the website is being redone. They told me before 12 o'clock today, but because of all that was going on, the Civil Service Day and the board meetings, so that's why we.
I was looking for them too.
But we also have them in the office, hard copy, if you need anything.
But always, generally, you go too well. Okay, but I'll come.
Yeah.
Hearing no other comments, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
Trustee Finn?
Yes.
Okay.